I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past week I watched Sunshine on DVD. I bought it for a couple of bucks. So, what is Sunshine? Well, Sunshine is a 2007 science fiction film from Danny Boyle about a group of international astronauts sent on a dangerous mission to reignite the dying sun with a nuclear fission bomb in the year 2057. That is the IMDb description, by the way. But yes, this movie is about some space travelers trying to stop the sun from burning out. Now, why am I reviewing this film? Well, I was recently flipping through a photo album in which I keep all of my movie ticket stubs. They go as far back as 1997 when I saw the first Austin Powers movie with my high school sweetheart. I started saving all my ticket stubs back then for some reason. Anyway, I'm flipping through this album a little while ago and I see a ticket stub for Sunshine. Sunshine, I said. I remember seeing some movie about space travelers called Sunshine in the summer of 2007, but darned if I can remember what that movie was about. I had to look it up. Oh yeah, that movie, about the sun dying. But that was all I could remember. So I decided to give Sunshine another watch recently because I had no recollection of anything that happens in this movie other than that they're trying to stop the sun from dying. Not a bad concept, right? Well, actually, it does amuse me to think of humans filled with so much hubris that they actually think they could have any effect on the sun. And then there's the whole fact that the sun would get bigger and hotter as it dies out rather than getting smaller and cooler as it does in this movie. But you know what? You've got to suspend your disbelief with something like this. So, okay, it's Sunshine. Now, in this movie, we've actually got a bit of an all-star, no pun intended, cast here. We've got Cillian Murphy, Rose Byrne, Benedict Wong, and Chris Evans is even in this film. Then there's the fact that it's directed by Danny Boyle and written by Alex Garland. Alex Garland is the guy who wrote Ex Machina, Annihilation, and 28 Days Later, among other things. He even wrote Never Let Me Go, a really depressing film that I happen to love. So this screenwriter has some great credits, so Sunshine's got some things going for it. And sure it does, but the problem is that, well, the end result isn't so great. Okay, we've got these astronauts on this mission to deliver some kind of massive bomb to the sun to jumpstart it, right? Life on Earth is dying. The skies are dim, there's snow and ice all over the place. It's up to our team here to save the world. It also seems that this is the second such expedition to try to save the sun. The first one disappeared with no explanation. Cillian Murphy is Kappa, a scientist who operates the massive stellar bomb device, according to Wikipedia. Chris Evans is Mace, the engineer who I also thought was the captain, but I guess wasn't. The rest of the characters are less important, with the exception of the captain of the first sun-saving mission, whose name is Pinbacker. Okay, so this mission is going on. Our crew is aboard their ship, called the Icarus II. The Icarus I was the first ship that disappeared. Anyway, our crew is going along, and they come across the distress beacon of Icarus I. Rather than continuing with their main mission of, you know, saving the human race, our crew here decides to get sidetracked and go investigate the Icarus I. So right there, off the bat, they make a bad move. Icarus II docks with Icarus I, and the crew learns that the first ship's captain, Pinbacker, went insane and then abandoned the mission. Everyone on Icarus I is dead. One thing leads to another, and our crew goes back to the Icarus II. Only now there's a new problem. Due to their antics on Icarus I, they're running low on oxygen with about 20 or so days left before they can fire their giant bomb into the sun. Also, the artificial intelligence system aboard the Icarus II has detected a new crew member on board, but who could it possibly be? Well, spoilers, it's Pinbacker, the crazy captain from the first Icarus. He's somehow transcended physical laws as we know them and become some kind of sun super being or something. Either that or he just killed his crew and waited around on Icarus 1 until Icarus 2 came along and then he somehow snuck on board. I don't know how that would happen, but anyway, he's now hanging out in the observation room of the Icarus 2 and looking at the sun with the thing cranked up to like full intensity. He's gone insane and he tells Cillian Murphy that God told him to let all of humanity die so they can go to heaven. Then he tries to kill Cillian Murphy. Sunshine at this point turns into a slasher film as Cillian Murphy runs around the ship trying to escape Pinbacker and Chris Evans tries to deploy the bomb with almost no time left. Okay, so here are the problems with Sunshine. First of all, this film is dark. I mean literally. I could barely tell what was going on for a good chunk of the film because of how dark this thing is shot. Also, we've got some shaky cam and poor camera angles. Now that I think about it, 28 Days Later had some of those problems as well. Here's another issue. Most of what I just described to you happens in like the second half of the movie. The first half is a lot of talking and just hanging out on this spaceship. Now I know that real space travel would probably be about as tedious, but this is a movie and not much happens. It's a bunch of dark shots of people sitting around and talking. Then they stupidly get sidetracked from their mission to investigate another ship, and some kind of cerebral Sun Man gets on board, and then Sunshine becomes a slasher. And what's with the Sun Man? I guess Sunshine felt the need to get all abstract at the end because smart. Well, I'm not falling for it. The characters in this movie are not especially likable. Cillian Murphy is downright unlikable. He tries to screw over his crewmates in a scene that is admittedly the movie's best, when three characters have to manually jump from one spaceship to another, two of them with no suits, but anyway. Chris Evans is likable in this film, I think just because he's Chris Evans. Rose Byrne is there, and same goes for the rest of the crew. I can see now why I couldn't remember what the heck happens in Sunshine. This is a thoroughly forgettable film. The most interesting thing about it is its premise, and the fact that characters are repeatedly forced to decide whether their own lives are more important than the mission. Now in this case, since saving all of humanity is the mission, the easy answer to that question is no. No, their lives are not more important than the mission. All things should serve the mission in this case. So then why did they allow themselves to get so distracted from the mission? As a sci-fi film that I saw in the theater, Sunshine should be a good memory for me, but it isn't. In fact, it's barely a memory at all. Hey, maybe I'll forget it again. I guess it wouldn't really matter. I give Sunshine a 2 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.